So, yesterday, we were talking about the Ramban. And even though the Shitzer Ramban is, at least, Baloch like Tysus and Baba Kama, and Gnevis Aynes, Shemesach is Chayav Gnevis Aynes. Because there's a Ramban as a chiyuv to be Yosher and Meshamer. Says Ramban that lets him the Aynes Gufa in his being Yosher and Meshamer, that he was sick, or he was captured. And it was interesting, Ramban was mashma, like that was like pasha to him, that if he was captured, he'll be potter, and Ramban just be mechadish that being sick is not worse than being captured. But why was pasha to Ramban that if he's captured, for sure he's potter? It's not so clear. Couldn't take the few the Rashi and Ogz Ramban would argue that Muslim also. But anyway, the Ramban says that if he was an oynis and that's mishmira, so then. With the Hashem Sarchas Chayim and Gnevis Aynes, he'll be potter. We explained yesterday, and still the Ramban, the Pshat, that why Chayim and Gnevis Aynes? No, it's really not an Aynes. The Pshat is you have a chiv to sit there and watch it, right? So if I'm Aynes Gufa in the watching, I'm Aynes in my chiv. I'm chiv to sit there and watch it. Say, but I was Aynes in that chiv also. So Mela, I'm potter, right? You know, that's not Gzeres Kasa that I'm Chayiv and Ayin Sif, right? Like we said, we learned it up in Taisus and Baba Kama, right? The Pshat is that Avachiv Tiyash and Meshamer. Okay, but if I'm an Ayinus in Gufa being able to Tiyash and Meshamer, so I'm an Ayinus. So I'm an Ayinus. I didn't just neglect my Chayiv to watch it. I watched it. Then I was an Ayinus in the watching, therefore you put. That's how I understood the Ramban. The Rashba comes along, he brings down the Ramban. Kofetzal of Chayli, Yerayin Isachar, Begufay, couldn't watch it. Also list them, the Ignite of Kofetzal Ramban, he's Potter, and Chayin Tzagdel Mahani. Then he speaks out, we spoke yesterday. So if that's true, so you have a case of Tain is gone by Hashem Mesachar, which is what all the Hashem are trying to avoid by saying that Hashem Mesachar is Chayav Gnevis Aynes. So he said, no, there he said, Pshat is, in Bechagam, you're not a Shaymer. In that time, when you were an Aynes, you were a Shaymer. That's Chitz of the Ramban. The Rajba is not so happy with this. He says, "Imkain gonna be idna the gonna inchi lifter." So the guy, if he's there, we don't pass like a rabba. We all like a baya that there's no hetter to go to sleep when it's normal to go to sleep, or take a break when it's normal to take a break. Yes, the guy goes to sleep when it's normal to go to sleep, then he should be considered an inus. But we hold a baya that the shemesh achras chayiv if he takes a nap when it's normal to take a nap, right? So, male effect Raj, because like tzatz, yeah. According to the Ramban, that if it's oynis in the watching, so then we say he's potter. So, why does Abaya argue on Rabba by nam beidna the naimi inchi? This is the Raj's kasha. Now, the truth of the matter, he brings arrived in the Gemara Dara. The Gemara says you can't stay up 3 days. So the truth of the matter is, I would have said, and then I see in the Ban the Midan, the Ran's mashm like that. I really don't understand the Rashba, because when the Rashba says, when the Ban says that if you're an oynis in the watching, you're also a potter, right? And so an example of that might be sleeping, meaning if you're up for 2 days straight and you just like pashut collapsed, okay, then you're an oynis. But there's a far cry from what Rabbah says, that you were nam be'idna denai mi'inchi. You took a nap when people take a nap. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, Israelis take a nap, right? Used to be all the stores were closed from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. Now it's already, Israel became a little more modern. They have some stores that are open. You still have those, you know, stores that are closed on Tuesdays and closed between 2 and 4 in the afternoon. Okay, that's not the point. The point is that he took his siesta, bidding them the 9 minutes, people take a nap. Okay, you're not an Einus. Why is that an Einus? Right, the Rajbah said, hey, not to sleep for 3 days is an Einus. And that's what the Ran says. The Ran says, Miu, if you slept bidden 9 minutes, that's not an Einus, Bahal. That's not an Einus. However, if you talk an Einus, yeah, like, so the name of the Bat's Maida. If you talk an Einus, you mamish, you stay, try to stay up as long as you can, and you know, you just can't. At some point, you didn't go to sleep, you see? Nam in the 9 inch means you went to sleep. You're a little tired, so you went to sleep, went to take a nap. That's not an Einus. If you talk a Platz, and you push a crash, then in Chalamid, they're Bat's Maida to that. And that's not what Rabbi's talking about. Rabbi is also Maida to that. Rabbi says, you're allowed to take a nap, because it's a normal thing, take a nap. So I really don't understand this kasha b'chla.
No, it's just as much b'shir because you shouldn't have accepted to walk something for 3 straight days if you didn't have some second backup guy. Because you know, like, the Yeshua Mishamar, so unless you had a backup guy,
But my seminitis.
You knew you couldn't stay up for 3 straight days. Why are you accepting to walk for 3 straight days?
Again. You bring up a point, but that's not the Rajbah asks. The Rajbah asks that Gan Be'idda the Gani Inchi should be an Einus. That's not a problem. The Rajbah doesn't say that if a guy accepted to watch it for 3 days and he fell asleep, Rajbah says, what Rabbah says, he went to sleep, Be'idda the Gani Inchi, your potter, Abai should be to that because you're an Einus. Then I'm saying that's not an Einus. A nap is not an itis. Some people think the nap is an itis, but it's not. If your mama crashed, okay. All right. Now, void. Okay, did we say it? So then Zif says the Rajma. Shema. And then Rajma is Mechad. He wants to argue them back. He's not sure about this, but he suggests this. Other Shem quoted Shem Rajma, that the Rajma, you know, says this. Okay, so the Rajma. Now what? There's a difference between whether it's an einus in the shaymer or an einus in the davar hanishma. Has to be machmas haveda. Shem kol shloy ba'einus because mamish for shemesa behema or list the mizuyin. Right, all the cases of einus that shemesach is potter that the psukim talk about. Our einus in the behemoth itself, in the object itself. The object was taken away. So therefore he says, the pasuk says, Meisa Nishbar, Einishbar. It died, yeah, it broke a leg, or it was captured, Kalima. Shmeisa because of Nishbar. Nishbaragla, it was Nishbarab Shashayim, but there's no mock of a shitting b'cha. But Sarachim. Yeah, so the Rajba suggesting an idea that since in the Torah the only einus we find that the Torah is patterning a shemesachar, for some reason it's only an einus in the object. The object was taken away. The object died. The object broke. Those are einusim in the Torah patterns. So even though we're saying you talk an einus in your shmira. So it's like there's a cost. He's not even giving a hesbro over here, but he's saying that since that's why he's like mesupik about it. He's grappling with this idea that maybe we're going to argue on the Ramban, and maybe even though as far as the Ramban's right, if you're einus in the shmiras, you're einus. What's the difference, right? You have a chiv to watch yeshiv and mishamer. Said, but I was not einus in that. But he said no. For some reason, like it's like almost there's a cost. But since all the pesukim that we find einsim. In the Shemir Sakhar, it's all einsim in the object itself, not in the Shemir. So therefore, because of that, he feels he wants to argue on the Ramban, and that would answer his problem. That's why we disagree with Rabbah, who says that when you took a nap, that's not good enough. Because that's not, even though that might be considered an einus, we hold no, it has to be an einus in something that happened to the object. Again, it's without svara b'chal. That's why he's, you know, I think that's why he's misupplicant about it. But he's suggesting, I did, you know, we only find it over there. Okay, so Akabanim, again, here the Rav is like Masubba, but others are showing me down for the Rav, but the Rav is not going to argue with the Rav, and although the Rav says that if the guy is Nenas, the Shomer is Nenas, in the watching he's Takapater, the Rav but disagrees. Now, okay, so before we do the Rav, we have to give him, maybe we should really like just read the Gemara still there, like we've been talking about the Gemara so much, just at least get through the Gemara, you know, the first Gemara also, just get through the Gemara's, and just like talking in the air. So let's just quickly see the Gemara. Gemara is the Mantana Arbe Shaimim, or Nachman Amrabu, or Rameyahi. Rameyah. Amalei, Rabbler of Nachman, the Yikud Blesle Arbe Shaimim. I mean, everyone holds this thing called four shaymin. Shaila is what the status of a seicher is. There are four types of shaymin. A malechach kamina, man tana the seicher is kanais esacher. So badr is four shaymin. Shemchinim, shemel shaila, shemel esacher, and nais esacher. The question is, what status does a nais esacher? No, I mean, what does this is a seicher? Someone who's renting something, what status does he have? So, who's the one that our mission says that seicher, nice seicher, ve seicher? The mission puts together a shem seicher with a seicher, someone that's renting. Okay, it's mishalom. Meir amik kishem mechinam, yivu amik kishem seicher. So I'm sorry. Remei, in fact, the more we care. Remei holds the opposite. Remei holds the sign is a seicher. It's mishalim. Remei says k'shem mechinam. We don't k'shem mesacher. The other rabbi is mishnah. Remei, Rabbi Rabua Ibcha Tani. He had different gears in the price. Yalki Arba Shloishin Inu. So why is it four shaymim? It's only three shaymim. The three halachas. The shem mesacher and nois mesacher have the same din. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Dal Shaimrim V'dinei Shloisha. Says Rashi, Rabbi Rabua Tana Masnisin Seich Kesem Mishal Rameir Ayim Gashem Besachar Rabbi Yudayim Gashem Mechina. Tais just points out the Gemara says Ihachi Arba Shloisha Ninu by Kilu. The question of why is it four? It's really three. Is based on what we just, you know, flipped around Rameir with Rabbi Yehuda. Says Taisus, it's not true. This is not a question. There is, no matter what you hold Seicher is, whether it's like a Shem Esach or it's like a Shem Echinam, either we have the question, why is it four, it's only three. This is not a general question, nothing to do with whether it's a Meir, whether it's a Yehuda. The whole discussion is no Ihachi of it. So it says, normally it says Ihachi, if that's true then, meaning, if you hold it like this, then it's not Shver. But if you hold it like this, it's Shver. There's nothing that became Shver because of what we just said. It's just a question in Stam. No matter what, no matter who the Tana is, whether it's a Meir or Yehuda, we have a question. It's not three. It's not four. It's three. Fine. Look more about it. Huraya, the Hava Karoi, Chayusa, Aguda Denar Papa. Sorry, Chodem Inayu, Benafles Lamaya. He was watching the animals. One of them slipped and fell into the river. Also, coming the Rabba, Patrim. Hamba, my Hava Mabel. What's the guy supposed to do? He watched it. Anatar kidenatri inji. It was a normal shmira. Rashi said, "Ain zeh." The Bach says, "If ain zeh aveda, it's not considered aveda. Meaning, it's not a level of aveda. It's rather idus. He did normal watching, and that's always mechuyif to do a watch of what people normally do. Mela, anything that happened while he did that." As long as he did that, that's called an inus. That's called an inus. Hameli's pater. So the ptur, lefi Rabba, lefi Rashi, is a ptur of inus. That's the side of the ptur. He's an inus. Just like if the animal died, just like if the animal was captured, list the mezuyin, there's also an inus. That's lefi Rashi. And then the Rashi, but it's not so pasha, right? Abaya, Amle Abaya, Miata, Olamasa bin Dailinchi, take a break, go to town. When people go, Achinai the Potter, I'm lay in. Gona Purta bin the Ganinchi, Achinai the Potter, I'm lay in. So here, there was a question that came up in Seder that the two questions of Abaya, the second question of Abaya, Chayra, is a little funny because Pashtis, it's a bigger chiddush to say if you left the sheep and you went to town, even though it's a normal thing to do, that your potter, it's a bigger chiddush to say than they took a little, you're right there, you just took a little nap, and if something happens, you could wake up. If it makes some, there's a noise, some, you know, robbers come or the animals, or, you know, you might, you could wake up. But if you're not there, then there's no way that you could take care of it. So, it's a bigger chiddush to say that your potter, if you left and went to town, took a break, then if you went to sleep. So, once Rabbah told Abaya that, Al bin Nailinchi Potter, Kolshkein, Abaya will say, Rabbah will say that if you slept, took a nap, it's been taking naps, you took a nap while it's normal to take a nap, I guess it's normal to take a nap, it's normal to take a nap, is it normal to take a nap during the shift? Okay, take a nap, when it's normal to take a nap, then Kolshkein.
The nap is more chiddush.
No, I'm saying going to town is a bigger chiddush. So once Rabbi Ray told him, yeah, I hold it going to be potter even going to town. Then what's somebody saying? Oh, if you take a nap, you're also going to be potter. Yeah, shkoyah. I told him even if I leave him potter, Kolshkein, I'm taking a nap. So that's a little bit funny. Why the seder of Abaya's questions? Okay. Well, okay,
I'm like in. Maybe it's less required. So although it's better shmir than going to town, but it's something less of a thing that everybody needs.
Yeah. So yeah, well, you need more to take a break, take a nap. I don't see that.
Lunch is something more people eat.
We're not eating lunch. We're not talking about going to town, taking a break. Them are taking a break. I don't know. To me, a nap is very important. Taking a break.
But if you're napping, you're right there. Then in the opposite, then you're right there. So how can you be putter if you're like right there?
How could you putter?
Meaning it's a chiddush to say.
No, the question was, are you allowed to take a nap? That was the question. How was that? Are you needing me putter, you know, because you should have woken up? I don't think that was the issue here. Okay. Eisvei, Elohein, Aintin Shem Sacha Patalein, Batipol Shva Baticham. Vesanaharim Hikul Ficharem. So you see, it's Dafka Batichachem. It's Dafka. Something like this, where the object was captured. So you see that the other ayin, what you're calling an ayinus is not called an ayinus. What we're calling an ayinus is not called an ayinus. This is the only thing that's potter, not anything else. So no, that's chazne masna. That's Rashi. Shem your ear, v'layla shechos smach anshir aleim lishma gufam bainam hanu badi bain tirusi yaserito. So an echnami. When this pasuk is talking about the city watchman, and Mela, but him talking Rabbi's Maida, that there's no heter of taking a break, and then it's only if there's actually a real inus to whatever it was, you know, bandits came, armed bandits came, and he had no choice. Eisve, Ad Moshem Esach Chay Lishmar, Akidei Yisi B'Yayim Machlan Yichayrev the Kerach Laila. So you see again that this is pretty intense, the Chi of Shmir over here. Amalei, Hasanami, Chazne Masna. Amalei, Otto Yaakov Avinu, Chazne Masna. He wasn't the city watchman. Amalei, Lava, Nati Lucha, the Tirusi, Yisert, the Chazne Masna. Yaakov was saying, I watched Ma'alam Aver, what I had to, and watched like the Chazne Masna. Okay. Now, the Rajb over here touches upon a point which we discussed yesterday a little bit when we discussed the Tzitz. And that is how does Rabba deal with the fact that the Shoinim or Machiach that Oynis B'gneva Hashem HaSachar is Chayim. Rabbi is saying you could even take a break, you can take a nap, right? You know, and Rashi says because it's an Oynis, right? So the question is, 1 second, Hashem HaSachar is Chayim B'gneva is Oynis, right? So that's why we had yesterday, because I just wanted to say that that Rabbi is talking about Aveda, not Ganeva. Pasha was so tight, so not like that. So anyway, the Rajba addresses this question. Says the Rajba, he brings down the din of Rabba. The Chai B'Tayr Shem Mesach B'Gnei Aved El B'Shloi Shomar B'Zmei. He's a Beferish. The Chai B'Tayr Shem B'Gnei V'Aved, right? The Rajba says, Beferish not like it's right. The Rajba, when he talks about Rabba, the Chai B'Tayr Shem Mesach B'Gneva V'Aveda G'Neva V'Aveda El B'Shloi Shom B'Zmach Dech Mnei Adam Shemrin. Right? He only accepted upon himself what's normal, what's the derech. Now, Miu says the Rajba, may have leilu mevad, and therefore you potter dafke b'chihani gavni. Avol im al be'idni loyali inchi pesheyahu afilu l'rabba. Afilu akipun chamishal barazel, kamesh v'safta l'mala. Says the Rajba, Rabba doesn't disagree with that whole shir klali that I gave you on that mem beis, and we had a whole discussion over there, and we proved that a shayim resach is chayiv and ganev as aynis. What we were talking about the last 2 days. So says the Rajba, Rabba agrees to that. Rabba that says that yipater doesn't mean he doesn't hold of that whole thing that. The Gneva Sinus. Elamites, what's Pshat and Rabba? So what's the difference? The answer is that when you're taka there, or in other words, in the time when it's not alien cheese, the time that people are not taking breaks, the time when people aren't sleeping, when Rabba says you are Shai Masachar, then Avada, if an Aynis happens, and you were in Yeshiva Meshamer, you're Chayim. So at the time when it's not the break time, at the time when it's not nap time, at the time it's not eating time, yeah? And you built this wall around it. Rab is Maida. It's not a stir b'chal, it's not a kasha b'chal. What does Rabbi do with Gnevis Aynis? Rabbi says, yeah, Gnevis Aynis is chayiv, just like you hold Gnevis Aynis is chayiv. So what is Rabbi saying? Rabbi is saying, that's all when I'm supposed to be watching. But when I'm not supposed to be watching, when I never accepted upon myself to be watching, or the situation that Albed Nalinchi, or Nambindinayinchis. In that situation, I never accepted Shmira. So maybe that's why I'm potter, says the Rajba. So that's why Bichal, he says the question doesn't start. The Tzais's question doesn't start, says the Rajba. Avada, Rab is not Machal between Genev and Aveda. Rabbi's not Machalvin Yaveda. Rashi's Beferi is not Machalvin Yaveda. But it's a simple teretz. Rabbi says, when you're a Shomer, when you have a Chiv to watch it, then you have Chiv all the way. You have to sit the Yashim Shomer. But sometimes it's not Chayav to watch it. A very simple teretz. Now, Rabbi goes on to ask the Kasha, which is the Kasha that Taisvis touched upon, and that is Frek the Rajba. That in Firaba we have a problem. We have a case of Tani Tanis Ganav b'Shem B'Sachar, and all the Gemaras are Mashmalai. Definitely list the Mezuyim. The Kasha that Tosfos and the Ban that everyone was grappling with. But now we have this problem with Firaba. What do we do with Firaba? Right. So Tosfos said, "Enich Nami Rabba." We have it with the Rajba. The Rajba is done. And the Rajba says, no. Says the Rajba, even Rabba does not have Tainis Ganav B'Ganeva B'Shem B'Sach. And only listen to Mizrah like the Gemara is all over the place.
He says he's not a Shemra at that time.
What?
He's not a Shemra.
Very good. So you're Mechamed to the Rajba. Is it after you saw the Raj or before you saw the Raj? You know, tell the guy, you know, you mechamed to what I said in shir after you heard it, you know. You know, sometimes the guy comes to you at night, oh, I have a tarot, you know. We said that in shir today, yeah. Says the Rajba, very good. Yishlaim, I'd like, chai, v'tayr, tani, tani, zgan, el b'shaimrim. V'zeh tayin, sh'nigna, b'shah, shay, yashin, sh'lai, hay, yishayim, v'y, z'shah, sh'lai, kill, v'am, sh'mir, b'shah, sh'dech, v'yad, m'lishim, v'lichan, es, l'yir. Says the Rajba, I was not a shaimer. Like, the Rajba really set you up before. He told you that he never accepted responsibility for this time. So, Mela, once we say that, right, then he's not a shaymer. Male is not in Tanya Tanya's Ganav. Tanya Tanya's Ganav is saying, me as a shaymer, I'm putter for what happened, I'm claiming this happened, and I'm putter. So then, if it turns out that I lied, and really I took it myself, I'm chayav kefil. But that's if I'm a shaymer. I'm claiming, as a shaymer, this happened, something happened, which is going to putter me. But in this case, he's not a shaymer b'chal. There's no Tanya Tanya's Ganav on stam person mi'alma. Tanya Tanya's Ganav is by a shaymer. But once he's claiming, we had this in Ramban already also, that's in Svara. We had this in Ramban, Lagabe, when he was is in the Shmira. The man said this as well.
No problem, he's a Peshaya at this time either.
What?
No problem, he's a Peshaya at this time either. He's let it run wild.
He's not a Shimer. Right? Yeah, he's not a Shimer. However, the Rajba goes on and he seems to fall off of this because he says like this. By Toshali, when a Bai asks a few questions, right? From the two braises, the brais that says what's a shaymer potter on? Matipul shva, right? Bakti kochem, and rabbis say it's talking about chaz nimasna. Rabbis give a very difficult okimta. No, talking about the shaymer here. That's the pasuk is talking about. Pasuk b'shad pasuk about a regular shaymer, right? And with Yaakovina also. So says the Rajba. One second. Why don't we just say very simply that the psukim are talking about when you are a shomer, when you are watching it? What's the big problem? What did Rabbi say? Rabbi said that be'idni da'ayli enchi, be'idni da'ayim enchi, I'm not a shomer. So what do you mean by psukim to tell me, oh, the Torah, shomer sacher is only potter in this type of einus? True! A shomer sacher, who is it when he's a shomer sacher, he's only potter in this type of einus. But when he's not a shomer sacher, he's not wearing his shomer hat, right? As the Rajba said, that's why there's no tani tanis ganav. If he's not wearing a shomer hat, then there's no pasuk that tells me that I'm chayiv. The pasuk doesn't say that someone who's not a shomer is chayiv unless it was captured. There's no such pasuk. The pasuk says when you are a shomer, and this is what happened, then only if this happens are you pater. Why is that a steer of b'chal to Rabba? Rabba said that when I'm taking a break, I'm taking a nap, I'm not a shomer. So what's the big deal? What's the problem with the pasukim? The pasukim are talking about when you are a shomer. Right? A major question. In other words, the Rajba did such a good job to explain Rabba, to answer why he's no tiny tiny ganav, as Mr. Rahman said, because he's not a shaymer. So in fact, the Rajba, fine. So if he's not a shaymer, then the whole dialogue between Abaye and Rabba makes no sense. Abaye is bringing all these psukim, all these scary psukim that says that a shaymer sacher is only potter, blah, 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 blah. True, a shaymer sacher is only potter when X, Y, and Z. But that's if he's a shaymer sacher. Just like we're not going to ask, why isn't a shaymer chinam chai for all these things? He's not a shaymer sacher. So you're also not a shaymer sacher. I'm not a shaymer. Took off my hat. I'm somebody else now. So because of this kasha, the Rajba seems to fall off of this whole approach. And then he says, no, I made a mistake. That's not the Pshat and Rabba. They're not a shaymer. The Pshat and Rabba is like Rashi, that you're an oinus. Right? Rashi was saying, Raj was introducing a new pshat and Rabba. Rashi said right away, says, what's the Ptur of Rabba? Ptur of Oinus. The Rajba says, not Ptur of Oinus. Pshat is not a Shayim B'cha. Right? Says the Rajba, because of this kasha, that I don't understand the Bai's questions, now I'm going to tell you that you are a Shaymer, but it's a Ptur of Oinus. This that Rabbi says, Al bin in the Alienchi, that's a gedra of Inus. That's an onus of sorts. If I took a nap, it's normal to take a nap. That's an onus. That's normal. So that, if something happened when I'm taking my nap, that's an onus. Or if something happened when I'm taking my break, that's an onus. So the Torah is not that you were makabel shmira, you're not a shomer at that time, b'chal. You are a shomer. Elamai is a p'tor onus, the general p'tor of onus. Oh, that's true. Pektabaya, one second. What type of onus is the does the Torah pater shomer sachar? Very specific. Very specific. Has to be Vatipol Shva Vatikachem. Has to be Yaakov Avinu. Day and night, hot and cold, yeah? This is a serious thought. That's what the Torah is. Path is you for an onus. Anything less than that is not an onus. The Torah path is Shem Azachar. So the guy's taking a nap. No. That's an onus. That's an onus. He had to take his nap. He had to take his break. That's not called an onus. So and Rabbi said, you're right. The pasuk is not talking about a regular shomer. The pasuk is talking about the shomer masa. So it seems that the Rashba fell off of that whole approach. Now, because of that, Lechaira, that's why the Rashba in Baba Kama is not seiser himself. Yeah. Why would the Rashi be seiser himself? Still waiting. Because the Rashi of Kaman and Zion on that sugi over there, list the Mizuyin Goslin, and Abayas and Rabba, and Rabbi Yosef, you all the Shem that Shem Rebbe Shem Esachar. I'm sorry. You're right. So why is it ten times God Shem Rebbe? Shem Esachar is Chayiv in Geneva. That was that Gemara. Everyone should know that Gemara in their sleep right now. Maybe. And if they should know, at least when the Nam bid the Nam Yinchi, they should know it. They're taking a nap. Anyway, says the Rashba, says the older Shem asked, one second, why to then where answer list the Mizuyan? If you all the Yeshua Rabbi Yisrael's Ghana, what do you mean? Every Gnev Bindus, you built the wall, you dug deep into the ground. That's a case of Tain Dan is Ghana. That's all the Shayna mask. That's where the whole sugya starts from. Says the Rashba, you know what? Rabba, the Rashba has a whole host of the Torah over here. Rabba, if you notice, didn't ask the Kasha of Yosef. Who's the Bar Pukta of Yosef? Hashem Rav Eda. It's Rabba of Yosef, right? So one second, who comes to ask the question? Abaya. L'chaira, the Bar Plukta, Rabbi Yosef, should come and start screaming that if you hold that Shem Rav Eda is a Shem Esachar, then why is there Tain Tain is gone by Shem Rav Eda? Shem Esachar is chayving in Eva. Rabba should be the one that's screaming. Why Abaya? Says the Rashba, because Rabba is a Shtasai in Bab Mitzir, it's like Gimel Abed. Because Rabba holds that we do find a Shem Esachar that's Chayv Tain Tain is Ganev by Ayel Bid and Ayel Inchi or Nam Bid and the Naim Inchi. Rabba holds in our case the Shem Esachar is Pater on Ganeva, right? And in all those cases, if he claims this happened, it really didn't happen, he's Chayv Kevel. So Rabba wasn't so bothered but that Yosef says Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sachar. We say that Tain Tain is Gana by Aveda is Chayev Kefal is Patra Ganeva. Rabba is not so gestirt by that, because Rabba Shtasai has plenty of cases that Shomer Sachar is Patra Ganeva, and that's the case, and that's where we have Tain Tain is Gana by Ganeva. So Rabba is not going to be the one that's going to trash up Yosef because he holds Hashem Rebbeinu and Hashem Zachar. Because Rabba is Shetasai. So one second, some Mekarim asks, one second, but the Rashba is the one in Bav Metzia that tells us that according to Rabba, he's not a Shomer when it's Albed and Ali and Shi. He's not a Shomer B'chal. And that's why the Rashba Gufa addressed this point, and the Rashba says that according to Rabba, even though he's potter, but he's not chayav kefil for that. There's no tiny tiny ganav on that. Why? He's not a shimer. So what's the Rajma telling me in Baba Kama that Rabba doesn't bother Rabbi Yosef because Rabba Shasai has plenty of cases that Hashem Asach is putting in Aver and Zechi of Tain Tain is Ganev by Hashem Asach. So the answer is Al Karchach, because the Rajba in Baba Metzia started out that way, but then he had a Kasha and he changed his mind. And he says the Pshat and Rabba is not. The Pshat and Rabba is not that he's not a Shomer. Because he has a problem. If that's true, then when he is a Shomer, what's the bias kasha? Elmai the Rajba fell off of that whole Pshat. And he said that he was made to Rashi. The Pshat and Rabba, what's the Pshat and Rabba? They're your Ninus. Right? So Mela, if it's just the Yernayas, and that's why he potter, then Shaykh Tanitan has gotten it. If he claims that this happened, right? Not that he's not a Shaymer, he's a Shaymer, but there's a Ptor. Oh, if you're a Shaymer, and you're claiming a Ptor, and you're claiming a Ptor that would pop you from Geneva, oh, that's Tanitan has gotten it. A Shaymer that claims a Ptor of Geneva is classic Tanitan has gotten it, is Chayav Kefil. So Mela, Rabba Lishtasai has no problem with Rabbi Yosef holding Shomer Aved is a Shomer Socher, and yet the Braisa says that Tain Tain is Gana by Aved is Chayav Kefil, because the Shomer Socher also has cases, every Shomer Socher has cases of Tain Tain is Gana by Aved. You don't have to go running to listen to Mezuyin. There's plenty of cases that Shomer Socher is Chayav Kefil being Tain Tain is Gana. Okay. Now, fine, so we'll stop here, and then that's, I said, let's try to be misakim. I actually wrote up on my computer, all right. Let's see if I remember what we said this week. Okay, so let's just have a quick review of the whole shiur, the whole week. So at least you know the main points. Not obviously in a half hour we can chazer the four hours of shiurim, but at least to get come away with the main points. Okay, first discuss a little bit the Mishnah. Why Mishnah doesn't talk about the chiyuv shiur by Hashem Mechinam? Why Mishnah doesn't talk about meis machmas lacha of a shayil and bebailim? So look at Hashem Mechinam. We tie it. Why is no Pshia? So Taisus said, because Pshia is negated to all the Shaymerim. And we said, though, if you're the Rambam, the Pshia mit HaMazik, then that would be another reason, because then the Chiyuv of Pshia is not a Chiyuv in the parish of Shaymerim. The Chiyuv of Pshia is a Chiyuv in the parish of Mazik. So Mela doesn't belong in our mission. Our mission is discussing Shaymerim. The Gabe, Meis Machmas Locha, we said a similar teres to what we said in the Rambam. That we said, because the Machlag of Shaymerim, why is Meis Machmas? Sorry, this is going to be very fast. You're not going to sound weird, Aaron, but this is what can I do? Sorry. The Rabban says that because it's Pshias Abaylim, the Rambam says it's Mechilas, it's Meichel. So if he's there, again, the Ptor Meis Machmas Locha is not a Ptor in Shaymerim, it's a side Ptor, and if it doesn't, we don't have in the Mishnah. Then we discussed Tarichas. What's the side of the Chiyuv Shaymerim? We'll be learning Shaymerim. What is the side of the Chiyuv Shaymerim? Basic question. Is the Chiyuv of Shaymerim, the Tchit HaShlumen that each Shaymer has, to feel what he's Chayiv on, is the Pshat that he had to watch it, a certain level of watching, and based on that level of watching, something happened and it got damaged, he has to pay. Why? Because he didn't watch. So it's really like a Pshia. So for Shema Sachar, that it got stolen, Shad is you could have prevented it, you didn't. Well, it's like a Pshia of Shema Chino. Or no, it's Techi of Achrayis, which means that the various Shaymerim, if either level of Shaymerim, they're Makabal Achrayis on whatever it is they're Makabal Achrayis on. Shema Sachar is Makabal Achrayis on Gnei Veveda, and Ashayol is Makabal Achrayis even on Einsen. That was the general question. So we said the chayyur, the shayil, that's chayiv neinsin. The chayyur can't say that's a chayiv of some type of pshia, because haray, you're neinis, right? So by definition, a chiv einzin can only be a chiv achrayis, that you're responsible for this, not that you were pesheya and kilu you caused it, and that's why you're chayah, because you caused it, because you didn't cause it, you're an einzin. Okay? So that's why Lechara Shoyl is out of this whole question. Now the only question is, what about the other Shoyrim? Now, Dafka by Shoyl, so we said, within Shoyl, so you know the Chiv Tashlumin is a Chrayis, yet another Shoyl, what about, does the Shoyl have a Chiv to watch Bechal? So once we've established that the Chiv Tashlumin of a Shoyl is a Chiv Achrayis, not a Pshia for not watching, now the next question is, does a Shoyl have any Chiv to watch, period? Maybe there's no Chiv to watch. He accepted a Chiyuv. Whatever happens, happens. He can do what he wants. You just leave it alone, let it go. If something will happen, okay, it's Mechav HaChiyuv. Right? Or no, Betim, even though the Chiyuv Tashlumin is a Chiyuv, but the Chiyuv still is a Chiyuv to watch. And that we said, we're from Rashi, that there is no Chiyuv, because Rashi says, on Pei Aleph, that if the guy says, Hashilenev Hashilcha, you loan something to me, I'll loan something to you. Then, even though by Shmar Lev Esh Melecha, it's called, it's Pei Aleph, Shmar Lev Esh Melecha, you watch me, I'll watch for you, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back, then we say it's called Shmir Bayim, the Gemara says. But by She'ela, it's not called Shmir Bayim. What's the difference? If you're Rashi, Teretz is, Shmar Lev Esh Melecha, if I'm working for you, you're working for me, so it's Shmer, it's called Shmir Bayim. Shankain, Hashilenim, Esh Melecha, there, even though I have your object, you have my object, but I don't have chiyuv to watch your object, you don't have chiyuv to watch my object, so therefore there's no, they're not working for each other, and therefore there's no tur of shmir b'ayim. To be a different tur, it's not called nashaloi, therefore we put the nines in anyway. Memeila, it's clear in Rashi, there's no chiyuv shmir. In the Rambam, we said in two places, Mavur, the Rambam, there's dafka chiyuv shmir. First of all, the Rambam, that Gemara itself, seems to include Shoyl together with Shem Asachar. And we said the Rambam has to hold that way because Rambam also, in famous Rambam, the Pshim et Hamazik, and the Ravid asked, so why is there a Petur of Shoyl Bailim, a Pshim of Bailim? And we said, the Rambam holds that by Bailim there's no, you know, no Shmir, no Chiyuv Shmir Bechlal. It means that Pshia Metam Azik is only when there's a Chiyuv Shmir. As we coined then, it's not a Chiyuv of Shaimrim, but it's only a Chiyuv that Shaimrim have. Right? And therefore, if you like playing with words, and therefore, it must be that Ram says that Pshia Metam Azik, or Pshia Metam Azik is not only limited to Shem Mechinim, Shem Asachar, Shoyl also has Pshia Metam Azik. Elamai, what do we see in the Rambam? That a Shoyl also has a Chiyuv to watch it, and therefore a Shoyl that's Pshia is also Pshia Metam Azik. That's very, very clear in the Rambam. The Rambam disagrees with Rashi and says that a Shoyl, obviously, besides a Chiyuv Achrayis, and the Tashlumin is the Chiyuv Achrayis, but besides that, there's also Betzem a Chiyuv to watch. Now, that's as far as Shoyl is concerned. The guy with the Etzem Shaila, whether the Chiyuv Achrayis, by other Shoyim, Hashem Achina, Hashem Asachar, is the Chiyuv Achrayis, or is it a Dim Shia? So that we had Rashi, Baba Kama, Memhei, seems to be very clear that it's a Chiyuv of Shia. Because Rashi says over there, the Gemara we already had a few times, the Gemara says that four are Nichnas Tachas Abaylim, and the Behema, the Dalet Shaimrim, the Behema went out and killed, and you have to pay Kaifer, pay the Abaylim, and the Gemara says, the Gemara comes out that he watched the case of Shem Mechinim is Potter. So the case is he watched the Shmir Pchusa, not a Shmir Ula, and says Rashi, because Hashem Chinam, if he's watching Shmir Pchusa, Del Shichar Lam Baruch Metzuya, then Hashem Chinam is good, right? Calls the Shmir Asai, and therefore he's potter from paying the Bailim. Even though the Bailim is going to get killed now because he killed somebody, Hashem Chinam is potter. Why? Because calls the Shmir Asai. Hashem Chinam is Sachar. It's not calls the Shmir Asai. Because Shmir Pchusa, he needs a Shmir Mu'ula, right? And Rashi when it says, it's not called Shmir Asai, and in Mel it's considered Pshia, He didn't do a good shmirah, and it's like an eiv aveda. So we see from that Rashi says it's a pshia. It's like an eiv aveda. The hainu gnei aveda. That's him. Is a gather pshia. That's a clear Rashi. Midrash Yisa. We had the Taisin Ksubis. Taisin Ksubis. It says that the sugya of that Hashem Shoyel could opt not to be mechayev himself in all the chiyum that he's not mechayev. Shoyel could say he's not chayev in Einzin. Hashem Asach could say he doesn't want to be chayev in Gnei Aveda. And Taisa explains because there are various levels of shayrim that Torah lays out for you, and depending on how much hanoi you're getting, that your chi will be. And each one is mashabit, each shayim is mashabit, could feed that. Right? So Mary Lo says, Tais, but that's because I'm mashabit myself. If I'm not mashabit myself, the shul says, I'm not being chayiv in Einzin, then he was never mashabit himself. He was never mashabit, so he's not chayiv. So you see that mashma Tais is that the chi of Tashlum comes with the fact that you're mashabit yourself. Another ayah that is we brought then, the sniper brought a ayah from the Rishayim and Kedushin, which is derived in a number of places, that says that a Shayim Lizman, Shayim Asachar, that accepted Shmira for a month. In the middle of the month, he had enough of this, he wants to back out. So,
what? Who says this?
The Ravid, which is brought down by the Ritva in Kedushin that few days. And also in the Sefer Trumas. And the Magen Mishnah, I forgot where it was now, right now, in Hilchos Shaila somewhere, that says it also. And he said he can't back out. So the problem is, the Rashba over there in Kedushin says, one second, Payel Yachal Achzibay, the din is, a worker has the ability to stop working in the middle of the day. So how do you tell him a Shaymer can't back out in the middle of the day? What's the problem? Now, so what's it's good kasha, right? That's good kasha. A pile could be chayz. Everyone agrees that. So why is the shayma different? Why is the shayma different? Says the ktsais, because the chiyuv of a shaymer, he's meshabed himself. He's meshabed himself to pay if something happens, right? So what do you mean? Very nice. A pile yochel achzibay. You could be chayzer from your chiyuv to watch it. I'm not going to watch it anymore. Okay, very nice. Don't watch it. You're mechayiv. The Shem himself was mechayiv himself. And if it gets stolen, he's going to pay. Fine. Don't watch it, but pay anyway. Right? So the answer to the Rajba's question of Pal Yachal Achzer by the Chayyim, the simple answer is what the Ktsai says, yeah, in Simonai and Dalit, that a Shomer cannot stop in the middle because he was mechayim himself to pay. That is chayim is to pay. It doesn't go off by you saying that you're not working anymore. So Caliph he said the Rajba would hold on to that. The Rajba said no. Why am I chayiv to pay? Because I'm chayiv to watch. If I didn't watch and something happens, I cause the damage, I'm chayiv to pay. That's only if I'm chayiv to watch. But if I have a right to say I don't want to watch anymore, I'm a payel. I'm a worker, right? If I, as a payel, I could say I'm not working anymore. I'm not chayiv to work anymore. Something happened. It's not my problem anymore because I was not goyim the hefsid. So that would seem to be Machlokes Rashba and other Rishonim as well. The big problem we had with this whole Mahalach is the sugya in the beginning of the Kamen of Dalid, which puts the Dalid Shaimrim in the list of Baishia in the 13 Avos Nezikin. And it talks about Adam Mazik Shar. So it sounds like it's a Chiyuv Mazik, not necessarily a Chiyuv of Eschayus, Chiyuv of Achrayus. Okay, so that was a problem that even though it seems to be good riot, good solid riot in the Shainim, that the gather the Chiyuv of the Shainim is Chiyuv Achrayus, but it's a really a problem how I'm going to deal with the Gemara in Baba Kama, which seems to put Shainim together with the Mazikin. Okay, that was that topic. Now, the next
Shoyel
What?
We asked also on Shoyal, if Shoyal is only Achrayas, how does he...
So if Shoyal Kulal was Achrayas, then how do you deal with that Gemara? So there this type of said, that maybe when the Gemara says Shoyal, it doesn't mean the Chiyo Einsen, maybe it means the Chiyo Gnevei, the Mshia, which we said wouldn't work for Rashi, if there's no Chiyo Shmir. Now, the other main topic that we've been keeping us busy the last couple of days is the Shaila L'Shainim. What is the din of a Shomer Sachar that was Chayav Ganeva? Is he Chayav Ganeva as Einus? Okay? So, that is Machlaikis, Taisis Bam Metzid at Membeis, and Taisis Bam Kaman and Zayin, Taisis Bam in Bamitsia and Beis comes out that a Shomer Sachar is Pater Gnevis Einis. Meaning, what's the case of Gnevis Einis? He built a wall, a metal wall, very strong wall, and he just left the animal there, or he dug deep into the ground and hid the money there, and somehow the Ganavim got to it. Ein lecha Einis gadol mizu. It's an Einis. But still, and therefore Taisi says, It can't be that Hashem Sachar is going to be chayiv. It's einus. Einus gomer. You can't accept such a thing. Now, there was a problem. What was the problem that Rishonim had? Why would the Rishonim want to say that he is chayiv? Because the Gemara is all over the place. The Hainu. But Bekama Nun Zayin, it talks about Hashem Raveda being chayiv in Tain is Ganev, and the only case the Gemara come up with is list in the Zuyin, right? And the Sugin Hashayel that says, where do you know that Hashayel is Chayav Ganev Eid? We have Kamal Chaymer from Shem Sachar. That Shem Sachar is Patif Minus, he's Chayav Ganev Eid, the Kolshkin Hashayel. And that Gemara says, Kamal Chaymer Shein Ol Tshuva, and the Gemara handles. What is the possible tshuva? And we wanted to say, well, Hashem Echina, Hashem Esachar is Chayim Kefal by Tain at List of Mizuyin. Right? And the Gemara said, no, this Brisa holds List of Mizuyin is a Gazan, so there is no Tain is Ganav, therefore there's no Pirch on the Kaaba Charna. So Hashem said, wait. Did we have why are we limited to List of Mizuyin? What about 1,000 other Ainsim? That's Beginneva, that Hashem Esachar is Pater on. And therefore he's Pater on, he's Chayav Kefal, by Tain's Ein is Beginneva. Right? So why are we stopping with the Mizuyim? List the Mizuyim Gazan. So what? We have other Ein Sim that Hashem Esachar is Pater on, if you hold that he's Pater. That was the main problem that spurred the Rishonim to say that Hashem Esachar is Chayav in Gneva's Ein. So that's why he's not Tain is Gana. Taisvis deflects the rayas at the Gemara in the Zayin and Echnami. The Gemara could have given other reasons, other svaras why the fear of Yosef Hashem Rebbeid is chayiv and Tainan is ganev. The Gemara in Ashayol Taisa says that in Habmi that's kal v'chayim and Echnami will say dayay, and Ashayol is also going to be potter in Ganev Zayin. It says not a chumrav Hashem Esachar over Shoyal. And in a Chanami, in a Hab, in a Gemara, a Shoyal will be Potter, and I'll be Tain as Ganim, the Shoyal will be Chayav Kefa. So that's the Taisan of Membej. Taisan of Zayin takes the approach, one second, all these Gemara is saying, Daf, list of Mizurin, anything else, there is no Tain as Ganim, must be that Hashem, Sachar, is Chayav, Ganev, and Zaynis. Now, Taisan over there said, what's the marker for this? The marker is because Tarez Machayev Shem Zach Gneiv. Every Gneiv is Karol Einus. Oh, I'm Kain. Who I did? Einus Gam. Okay. And we say Lefizad after Gneiv, not Aved. The Ramban on that Membeis when he discusses this whole thing, the Ramban brings down straight up Machayev Rishayim whether or not Hashem Esachar, the Mishmul of it says, Ein Shmira B'Ksof Me'al Karka. So he clarifies, what's going to be with Hashem Esachar? Hashem Esachar digs it into the ground. Is he Potter if something happens? He says, M'chayim L'Shayim. And the Ramban says, interesting, that the source, the Malka for the whole Shaila, is our Mishnah. Mamish, Pshat, simple Pshat in our Mishnah, that's, everything evolves around the Pshat in our Mishnah. Because what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that regarding Gnev Aveda, Shem Sachar is Chayit, Shem Chinam is Pater. In fact, Ramban, one second. What are we talking about? If you watched it, then Yom Shem Sachar is Pater. If you didn't watch it, Yom Shem Chinam is Chayit. Where do you have a case of Gneva that Hashem is Sachar is Chayiv, Hashem Achinim is Pater? Simple pshat in the Mishnah. What's the simple reading of the Mishnah? Says the Ramban, this is the source of the debate. The Rishayim that say that Hashem is Sachar is Chayiv in Gneva's Einis, they'll tell you, that's what the Mishnah is telling me over here. What's the case? Hashem is Sachar has a Chayiv. And here the Ramban tells me, what is the Yisai, why you chayiv the Gnev HaZayinis? Says the Ramban, because it's a chiv on the Shem HaSachar to be Yoyshiv U'mishamer. And explains based on the Gemara on base, since you're being paid for this, I paid you for this, you have a chiv to sit there and watch it. You can't just lock it up. Even a great shmir, the best shmir in the world, you can't just lock it up and leave. You have to sit there and watch. And that's why... So in other words, if it gets stolen, had you been there watching it, then it wouldn't have gotten stolen. So that's him, with your man, it's really not going to have his lightness. Really, it's a pshia, right? Because you have a chiyav to sit there and watch it. That's the aside of the chiyav. So Meila, our mission is talking about where you watched it, right? You did a great watching, but you went away. It's watched, it's behind the wall, metal wall, yeah? 3-foot metal wall. To get in, you know, who knows what. And for that, Hashem Mechinim is Pater. Hashem Mesach is Chai. Why? Because it wasn't Yoshim Mishamer. That's the Pshat, the Chilgan Mishnah between Hashem Mechinim and Hashem Mesach. That's the case where Hashem Mechinim is Pater, Hashem Mesach is Chai. The other Rishonim will tell you, no. Very simple Pshat in the Mishnah. The difference between Shmir Pchusa and Shmir Meula. Hashem Mechinim, that's based on the Gemara Mabkam. We're not going to go over the Gemara again. That's based on the Gemara Mabkam and Hey. That Hashem Achinam has a chiv to watch it, but a minimal watching is enough for Hashem Achinam. The Hainu, or Delas Sheikhoy Lamoid Beruch Mitsuyev, that's enough for Hashem Achinam. Hashem Esachar, on the other hand, has to watch it a Shmi Mu'ula. And that Gemara defines Bab Kama, Delas Sheikhoy Lamoid Beruch Sheikhoy Mitsuyev. A not normal wind, a very strong wind, a door that can withstand a strong wind, that's enough for Hashem Mesachar. So what's our Mishnah talking about? Our Mishnah talking about this in between. You watched it, Shmir Pchusa, you didn't watch it, Shmir Meula. That's what the Mishnah says. It got stolen. Hashem Achinam calls the Shmiras, like the Mabam Kama says, Hashem Mesachar. No, Shem HaSachar has to watch it a Shmir Ma'ula. Not Yeshiv Mishamer, he has to watch a Shmir Ma'ula. So Mela, that's why those Rishonim are not bothered by the Mishnah, and they have a simple explanation for the Mishnah. Okay, so talk upon him, the Ramban, the Tzad to say that Shem HaSachar is Chayiv in Gnevus Einis is because of Chiv Yoshim Meshamer. That's not the Torah's B'chayiv by Einis, it's Chiv Yoshim Meshamer. So maybe we said Pashit that applies even by Aveda. Chiv Yoshim Meshamer, and it got lost. Yeah? You weren't there. You're right? You weren't there. So if you weren't there, had you been the one that got lost? You weren't there. Something in Einis happened, it got lost. Okay. But you should have been there. Had you been there, you wouldn't have gotten lost. So Meila is a feeder man's pashit, the man says beferish. And if the mocker is from our Mishnah, it's muchach, that there's no difference in Geneva and Aveda. It's not like we said the feeder svara of Taisis, why Shem HaSachar is chayiv in Geneva Zainis. Now, and this is where we will get this today share. That we have Machlaikis, the Ramban, and the Rajba. What's the din by a Shem HaSachar who has a Chiv to be a Shem HaShamer, and then an Einis happened, goof in him, in his ability to be a Shem HaShamer. He got kidnapped, he got very sick, he fell asleep in life and where he just crashed, right? So says the Ramban, okay, he has a Chiv to be a Shem HaShamer. But if he's an oinus in that chiv, in being mekayim that chiv, he's going to be pater. So even though Hashem Asach is chayav in Gnevis Einis. That's only when he could have been Yashem Hashem, and he wasn't. But he was Einis, he's going to be Pater. Again, if he tells you that Stam Tar is chayav in Gnevis Einis, then even if you were Einis in watching, you'll still be chayav Bachar. That we say will be a second Nachmir, Mitaisis, and the Ramban. And this, the Rashba takes issue to the Ramban, and the Rashba says, Shema, that since the only a phantom of Einis that we find in Torah Patr Shem Sachar are all cases of Einis, what type of Einis, where it's an Einis in the object, not in the Shemer, so maybe the Torah never patterned an Einis in the Shemer, and therefore the Rashba wants to say that going Meshitas Ramban that Shem Sachar is a Chiyav Yoshev of Yeshiv and Misham. And that's why an Einis, he builds a wall and his Einis, he's still Chayiv. The reason for that is even if he was Einis in the watching, but we don't find the entire pattern such an Einis. Now, just the last part of Shev is in the Dreshev, but just quickly, so Minigay Rabba says that if you do normal shmira, hainu, take a break when people take a break, take a nap when people take a nap, then you are Hashem Asachar's potter from Hashem Asachar's potter. That's why, you know, if it slipped into the river, etc., all these things, as long as you washed it normally, you're going to be potter. So the question is, what is the Peshan Rabba? Rashi says, Einis. The Rashba wanted to suggest that Tradi is not a Shimer at that time. That's why they would answer Kasha of Tani Tanis Gana. The Rashba said. But then he has a problem with that. If that's true, then what's the bias question? In all these cases, we see that the intensity of the Shimer, the Einis is only when bandits come and take it away. The Chayra, Rabbi could say, sure. When I am a Shomer, that's my Chiyuv. That's my only Ptur. If the Rashba at the end of the day says, like Rashi, the Ptur is a Ptur of Einis. But either which way, Benegay the question, does Rabbi agree to the Rishonim? Could Rabbi agree to the Rishonim that Shomer Sach is Chayiv in Gnevis Einis? So that the Rashba said that, and that could remain even after the Rashba says the Ptur of Einis, but still, in other words, when you were al, when you watch it like people watch it, you're an al b'dailinchi. So there you're an Einis. There you're an Einis. But in a situation when people are watching it, you're supposed to watch it. So now it could be Rabbah also might get the Yoshev and Misham. Right? That was the chap of the Rashba. You know, the Chayim were bothered. How does Rabbah shnem with these Rishayim? Rishayim prove that you need Einis Gomer. Shem Asach is Chayim Gnevis Einis. So Rabbah says that you get potter even if you go to sleep. So that the Rashba says, inside that. When we say that you have the Yoshev Meshamer, right? If the Yoshev Meshamer, then Rab agrees to that. When I'm supposed to watch it, right? When I'm supposed to watch, I have the Yoshev Meshamer. So Mela, when it's not normal to watch it, then I'm Takanitis. I just want to add one point, maybe it'll confuse you. You're not confused right by now, that. I'm just thinking that Lefi Taisus, go back, you know, always going your mind against Taisus. Lefi Taisus, that the side of the Chiyav Einis, Gneva Einis, is because the Torah's Mechayev Einis, because the Torah's Mechayev Gneva, then L'Chayr, you can't say like the Rashba, I think. Because if you say the Torah didn't pattern Einis, so how can you tell me that Al-Bidin-Al-Inchi, you're not an Einis. Al-Bidin-Al-Inchi, you're not an Einis.
That's what we said,
that's how
we asked Antezus before that he doesn't agree with Rabba.
saying that Taisvis, with Taisvis' version, I didn't ask this today. Taisvis' version of why Shemesov is Chayagenev's Ein is the Chayra cannot stem with Rabba. Then what's that? Three Taisvis, you'll either have to say that Rabba Taka doesn't hold the Genev's Ein is. He doesn't hold this whole approach. Or maybe a little like what the Rajba suggested and rejected, that he's not Einus at that time.